Watch, genetic engineering company boss tells Joe Rogan how they resurrected the direwolf. By Warner Todd Houston on April 9, 2025. Podcast King Joe Rogan was blown away by the comeback of the direwolf as he spoke to Ben Lamb, the co-founder of a company that has used genetic sequencing to give birth to three wolves with genetic relations to an animal that hasn't been seen for 10,000 years. The company Colossal Biosciences has wowed the world after using science to recreate the DNA of the direwolf before bringing the legendary creature back to life in three animals named Romulus, Remus, and Khaleesi. Calling themselves the Extinction Company, Lamb appeared this week on Rogan's popular podcast and amazed the host with the story of finding a single tooth in a skull that had enough useful DNA to be able to alter gray wolf DNA to recreate the ancient direwolf line using CRISPR technology. Ultimately, Colossal Biosciences now claims that they have become the first company to revive a long-lost species. The story amazed Rogan, who took to his social media to write, "This one is fucking wild." Literally. Ben Lamb and his team are Colossal Biosciences have brought back the direwolf. This one is fucking wild. Literally. Ben Lamb and his team are Colossal Biosciences have brought back the direwolf. Fascinating conversation available now on at Spotify pic.twitter.com/antx7fx. Joe Rogan, at Joe Rogan, April 7, 2025. During the podcast, Lamb explained the incredible differences between their animals and common wolves that we know today. They have this super thick fur, their tail is a little longer, they are taller. They're 80 pounds right now, and a typical wolf is somewhere between 75 and 100 pounds, for a male, and that's kind of on the high side. These will probably be 140 pounds, which is what we think. They are also significantly more muscular, he said. Obviously, they're Arctic white as well, Lamb added. You'll see one of the things that we didn't know is that we found in the genome that they are white. We did a lot of computational analysis and had a 13,000-year-old tooth and a 73,000-year-old skull. So, we had about 50,000 years of genetic divergence. So you could find things like coat colors and differences in their coat, which we engineered in. We didn't know what those differences were going to look like. But when you see them, they almost have this mane to them. Colossal Biosciences insists that they next want to begin work on reviving long-lost species including the woolly mammoth, the dodo, and the Tasmanian tiger. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston, x at WT Houston, or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.